The Gemara had a baya we just had. If kineshatane goyles, if a chicken coop, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, kineshatane goyles maula tatule b'Shabbos, are you allowed to move the chicken coop on Shabbos or not? So the Gemara's kash is on Rabbi Yochanan. We just finished saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds that looks like a pshimen. Emmeila, there's no problem of muktzah. There's no problem of migdis katzoi. He's making muktzah, and they asked him the question if you're allowed to move a chicken coop, and he told them that klum osi ela latane goylim. So he held that it's also to be moved because also Tana Goylim. So the Ritva learns up the Gemara, not the Pshat, because there's a Tana Goylis inside. And Memela, everyone knows that a Tana Goylis is Muktzah, and Memela it's Bosses Dova also. He's learning the Gemara's Kasha, there's nothing in it. The question is, how do you look at this chicken coop? How do you look at this Kina? Do you look at it on the one hand? Do you say that the Kina is a Klisha Malachta Le'issa? So Memela it's Mutter because it's Malachta Le'issa, it's meant for chickens. So it's Mutter Le'tzer, Guvetzer Mekoimai, and you're allowed to move it. Or no? Do you look at it like it's muktzah gomer? Because since it's meyuchet specifically for Tana Goylis, so it's not meant for any other tashmish whatsoever. It's like a mita sheyichdol lemois. A mita sheyichdol lemois. We had in the Gemara, daf mem dalet, that it's also to be moved, even if you're in yechol lemois, b'choyle, now it's off, because it even tzarech guf tzarech mekomi, you can't move it, because it was meyuchet lemois. Or like chatzoytzes, the Gemara in daf lamed vav we had. Chatzoytzes that are meyuchet specifically for a trumpet, so mele you can't move it for anything else. Even Tzarech Guvet Tzarech Mekoyim, you won't be able to move it. And that's the question over here. How do you look at this Kinnish Tana Goylis? Do you look at it as a regular Klisham Lach Tel Issa and it's Mutter Tzarech Guvet Tzarech Mekoyim? Or do you look at it, no, that it's Meyuchet like a Mita Sheikh Tel Amois and you can't move it at all, even Tzarech Guvet Tzarech Mekoyim? That's how Ritva learns the Gemara. Of them entered the Beyechanon, Klum Osui Elol Tana Goylim, meaning, since it's meant Meyuchet only for Tana Goylim exclusively, so Memela, it's meyuchet so much so that it's a klisha malachta le'issa bilvad that you can't remove it to a gufetzah mekoymoy. Now that doesn't stim as Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon only holds that muktzah macht michsaron kiss doesn't have a heta of tzarech gufetzah mekoymoy. Everything else does have a heta, and there's never a problem of tzarech gufetzah mekoymoy. Chisaron kiss is the only exception. So Memela doesn't stim as Reb Shimon. On that, the Gemara is going to give the different terutzim of Efroich Meis and all the different attempts in the Gemara. But that's how the Ritva learns the sugya. Not as bosses, but as an empty can, an empty chicken coop. How do you look at it? Do you look at it as a regular klisha malachta le'issa? Or do you look at it as an exclusive klisha malachta le'issa that's meyuchad? And that he answered, it's meyuchad and you can't move it. And that's not a kong to Reb Shimon. That would only be a kong to Reb Yehuda. A kong to Reb Shimon, only a muktzah machs chisaron kiss cannot be moved to a guvet tzarech mekoymoy. And then one of the truths in the Gemara is that we're talking about a balchai that was mace on Shabbos. So if there Reb Shimon is moida, so mail it's not a rai that it's not like Reb Shimon. But then the Gemara says there's a machloikas if Reb Shimon is moida by balchaim shemesu. So what's the svara of the mandom that says that Reb Shimon is mati even by balchaim shemesu? So there's numas mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Ramban later on in Kufnun Vav says that even if it's a healthy animal and even if it's healthy, the person is Yoshevu Mitzapa that it should die. Because Sofa Behema Lomus. So Mamela, since it's Sofa Behema Lomus, so Mamela, it's not going to be Mukta. Because the Maisa Yoshevu Mitzapa. So then you're not Makati yourself from it, even if it's a healthy Balchai. And the Rashi in Chulin Tezvov says similarly. He says that Misa Shriach. So Mamela is Yoshevu Mitzapa. So Mamela is not Makatsa. And that's why even Balachaim Shemesu, Reb Shimon holds as still Mutter because of Yoshevu Mitzapa. The Rashi himself gives another teretz and he says that anything that you're not doicha b'yadayim, you don't need Yoshevu Mitzapa. So Mele it's Mutter, it's not Mukta. As long as you're not doicha b'yadayim, you need the condition of doicha b'yadayim, even if your das is not on it and it's live and kicking, not Yoshevu Mitzapa. But Lemaisa, you weren't doicha b'yadayim, so Mele, he's not moed by Balachaim Shemesu and he holds it's not Mukta. As I stated in Rosh also, and that's the Rambam. And the Rif, they all say this is said that Lahaloch is even brought down that everyone is allowed to eat a behema that was nishchad on Shabbos for a choyla. Even if this choyla wasn't a choyla by Yoim, the Mishabura brings this Lahaloch in Shin Yud Ches, because the pshat is that you weren't doichet b'yadayim. Even if you weren't Yoshe Mitzapa, for a choyla, I'm already allowed to shecht. But once you shecht for a choyla, everyone's allowed to eat and partake in it. Because the Maisa, they weren't Doicha B'yadayim, they weren't Matchit, so a Mela, even without the Yoshe Mitzapa, he wasn't a choyla M'boy Yoim. But you need the condition of being Doicha B'yadayim, even without the Yoshe Mitzapa. And you weren't Doicha B'yadayim, so a Mela, it's not Muktzah. And on that, the Gemara gives the Maskana, the Keteretz, that we're talking about a Kan, a chicken coop that has a beitza sefroyach, it has an unhatched chick. So we bald that type of muktzah, even if Shimon agrees to, because that's not roi at all. It's not roi for an odom. It's not roi for klovim. They don't eat it with a klipa in such an oifen. So mela, it becomes taka. Bosses ladova also that Reb Shimon is even masking to this type of muktzah. Well, like Tais says that it's mamish like grugs and smukin, and that's why Reb Yochanan is not a steer. Oilam, he holds like Reb Shimon.